And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything is on their minds, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The mind ready, the gold ready.
Big D and Bubba, the podcast.
It's so great, I can't wait.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
New goal!
What award did Kenny Chesup win?
Yes, what award did Kenny Chesup win, everyone?
Chesup.
What award did Kenny Chesup? Is it chest up or chess up?
I hear chess up.
I hear chest with a T.
What award did Kenny Chesup win?
Ah, see now, I really hear chess up.
I hear chest up. Patrick?
I heard chestnut.
What award did Kenny Chesup win?
Kenny Chesnut win?
I don't hear chestnut.
I hear just chestnut. Hear, I'm
I hear chest
hear it.
Up. What award did Kenny Chesup win?
What award did Kenny Chesup win?
Hey, Carson, what award did Kenny Chesup win?
Do you know?
trying to remember.
Kenny Chesup.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Award did Kenny Chesup win?
I don't know.
Yeah, huh.
My favorite part is the, that's my favorite part.
What, where she kind of yeah. has to...
What the award?
What the?
What?
What the?
That's so great.
By the way, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A big week for
every,
us.
I was going to say every single famous person who came by our CMA broadcast this week, every single one of them, when we would say, yeah, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, they would all do it. O'Reilly. So jingles work, man.
Jingles do work.
Jingles work. I mean,
what's
how many
the most like, memorable?
Big, tweet, tweet.
Tasty tweets.
Tweet, tweet.
It's Big D and Bubba.
Yeah.
Big D and Bubba coming at you on the morning show for
Big
20
D
years
and
now, whatever.
Bubba, most of the time, they're pretty good.
That's my favorite.
Oh,
that
how about this famous jingle?
And now, the Big D and
listen.
Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba.
Every time.
They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say
the president of our syndication partner, every time he calls me, I answer the phone, and he always goes, Big D and Bubba, have a show 5 days a week. He starts singing it, that awful voice of his singing voice, not the best.
He doesn't have a great singing voice?
Oh, really? You think Peter Kosan has an excellent singing voice?
I always thought he might have a great singing voice.
Big D and Bubba, have a show 5 days a week.
I always thought he would be like a stealth bomber.
If he doesn't
sliding
sing it that
in,
way.
Singing great.
If he doesn't sing
Big
it that way,
D
I actually
Bubba.
Feel sad. It's so great.
So great.
It really is.
I was going to say, this is a big week for us with the CMA Awards.
And Kenny Chesup.
What award did Kenny Chesup win?
Kenny I don't think Kenny won anything.
He was nominated,
he was
wasn't
nominated
he?
For Entertainer of the Year, wasn't he?
Kenny? Yeah, he yeah. also... He
no, that was Kenny Chesney.
Oh, he did win an award. Kenny
yeah,
Chesney.
Yeah, he and David Lee Murphy.
Yeah, that was Kenny Chesney.
Clearly, that's not what she's saying.
Kenny
Chesney did win a CMA.
Or Kenny Chesup didn't win anything.
I got nothing to add to that.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either. So,
well, there we go. That was the podcast.
Yeah.
I have a complaint. I would like to take this moment to file a formal complaint against Patrick.
Oh, God. What now?
I'm getting a couple things. Let me see if this even works anymore, because there's so much going on here. Okay.
Attention, everyone. Patrick has failed in his duties to get us something amazing on the show. He has not gotten us check hay.
Oh, that's right.
This is podcast 227. 227.
Carson and I actually worked on that a little and got no response. Yeah. From
I
Jack
was excited
people.
When you told me you were going to get her.
I wanted Jack Hay so bad for this
227.
Podcast. 227. Podcast 227. I just wanted her to come on and go, Big D above. Mary. I wanted that so bad for podcast 227. Yeah, I failed all of us. I failed myself because really it was my idea.
You got me all excited about it.
I know.
Because
I was like, can I get Jack Hay for podcast?
Like, how can you not get Jack Hay? What else is she doing right now?
I don't
now?
Know. Jack Hay will record your voicemail on your cell phone.
I think they're doing some sort of sister reboot.
What?
Yeah.
Which she would be a part of because she was the mom, I think.
She was something. And they also have, she's doing something else. She's on a TV show. She's on like a real TV show right now.
Really? Well, then she could have come on to promote that.
I know.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Jack Hay, the TV show 227. You don't remember 227?
You remember Jack Hay? She played Sandra on 227.
And she was on Sister Sister.
D.D. wasn't allowed to watch 227.
That was from 85 to 90. Yeah. And then Sister Sister was 94 to 99.
She played the woman next door to talk like this, Mary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 She's on Tyler Perry's The Paines. She plays the lead role of Joanne Payne on Tyler Perry's The Paines,
we
a sequel to House of Pain.
We could have used the Tyler
Perry. Oh, it's not
Tyler
Perry's House of Pain?
No, it was Tyler Perry's House of Pain. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure.
The sequel to Tyler Perry's House of Pain, Tyler Perry's The Paines.
Didn't we know somebody at Tyler Perry's crew? Because remember, we were invited to his house to go to Buckhead and hang out at Tyler Perry's.
I have no idea.
You don't remember that?
About. No.
Oh, that was like 3 years ago or something like that. We were supposed to go and something happened, but we couldn't make it.
What's the Mary for?
The main character on 227 was Mary. She was the lady who had played Florence on the Jeffersons. I can't remember her name, but she was the star.
Yeah, I remember.
And then the single woman who lived next door that was always coming over, you know, for something or another, and she would go, Mary.
I'm gone, woman.
I didn't even do
Mind
it right.
You. Have a good time. Bye, Daddy.
Bye, babe.
Bye. Is this going to be her coming in and going, Mary?
I'm not decent.
No, this is. I know this clip. This is not the right clip.
Don't try to figure it out. Women are always saying that.
Shut the door, quick.
I
watched this clip 2 weeks ago. I was trying to find one of her saying, Mary.
Oh, is that why it was in purple?
Yeah.
Because I literally.
Because you'd already seen it.
I typed it. I'm like, why is this in purple?
We've been watching 227 clips.
Yeah. That's really strange, man.
How many views does that clip have? Like 4?
Oh, no. Thousands.
Really?
This is great, man.
We're searching that out.
Wow. Oh. Patrick.
I honestly.
You don't know what we're talking about at all.
I mean, I get it. I'm
Did you see it ever?
No, I don't see it.
It had a good theme song. I can't even remember what it was.
It was
Thank
great,
you
then.
For being my friend.
No. Pull up the 227 theme song. This is totally against the rules, but we're talking about it, so it's fair use. Take that,
Patrick.
Internet royalty people.
Do you want the original or the later version?
No,
because apparently there was a later version.
Just get a little bit of the original.
All right, here
we go.
There's no place like home.
Why do I know this?
You're never alone.
Okay, stop.
All right, and now let's take a look at the later version. Yeah, it was apparently a much better.
No place like home.
Well, they went and did it in stereo. Yeah. Oh, there you go, man.
Good stuff.
Fascinating. Who knew we would go on a 227
tangent? What was the name
of
the lady who played Florence on the Jeffersons?
Is it Marcia somebody?
No.
Marla Gibbs.
Marla Gibbs.
It. She was the star. Why do I know that?
No idea.
No idea.
You can start busting out Amen trivia.
Oh, Amen was good, too. That was on the same time. I think they were back to back.
Amen. I don't remember that.
I don't remember Amen.
Sherman Hemsley from the Jefferson.
Hey. He was an angel?
He was a preacher.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Highway to Heaven.
That's Michael Landon.
Amen TV show. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You remember that? That was a good show.
Not barely, but I am listening to the sound.
The theme?
The theme.
Did it have a good theme, too?
No.
I feel like I was very privy to the NBC Saturday Night lineup.
You know.
You're sitting at home with your parents.
Oh, I will say this.
There
is no better theme song, I think, in all of TV. Than the Jeffersons. You mentioned Sherman Hemsley.
Listen, I want to say the Full House theme was better than this, but it wasn't.
What?
No.
It wasn't.
Why?
Because it's good.
It's not that.
I mean, Jefferson's was.
Yes.
That was the theme song.
Yeah. She you could have booked her and she would have walked in and
you wouldn't
have
known who she was.
Can I help you?
Hello.
Yes.
Are you here with UPS?
That's like
the,
do you need
the,
me to sign?
The only people who visit us.
The random people who show up are the UPS
In our old radio
person.
Building, there was an R&B and a hip-hop station, and I met Jack Hay one time. It was so great.
She was awesome?
She was awesome. She was so great. She was just, as you know what I mean? Like, they had to come in to do something. I don't even know.
Is she that way, or is that her character? Like,
you know, this is a little bit, it's like a thing all the time. Yeah, it was great. She wasn't as over the top, but
She was always Sandra
Clark. It's like Killer
Clark.
Bees. It's like Killer Bees where you're like, Is that an act? No. No, it's not. He literally talks like that to the waiter at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, hello.
We will be seated in the non-smoking section.
We would like
section.
To be seated in the... Yes. Do you have any... Do you have Coke products or Pepsi products?
Would you happen to have a Mr. Pibb?
No one has ever ordered a Mr. Pibb on purpose. I'm just saying right now.
Really?
It's not like people are going out of their way to get Mr. Pibb. I think that's a scam they've perpetrated on all of us.
I don't even know if I've ever had a Mr. Pibb. I'll be honest with you.
It's like Dr. Pepper.
It's like
right, but I'm saying.
It's like Dr. Pepper's slow cousin. That's what it is. But, like,
okay, so what's the deal with Dr. Like, Pepper? Because Dr. Pepper is like both
it's
Coke
like the
and
Jake
Pepsi.
Owens' other brother of soft drinks.
We're twins.
No.
Is like, that what they told you guys?
It's the fraternal twin of Dr. Pepper. It's like, we're twins.
Jake was
sort
like,
of.
Hey, Jake, when we did that thing, like you could win a date with Jake Owen's twin brother.
Yeah.
And his twin walks in, and I was kind of like.
But the funny thing is, what? They really do look almost exactly alike. But you could tell one works out, and one gets his hair professionally cut, and one has.
Well, it's like Ashton Kutcher and his. It's weird. Like celebrity twins, it's really weird. Like when you see them, it's like you get the one-off. Like Ashton Kutcher's brother looks just like Ashton Kutcher.
But weird. Yeah, it's always like
it's
that.
It's like
by the way, did you see on the CMAs where Carrie was singing or something and they go over to Mike Fisher and there's a guy next to him that looks exactly like
yes,
him.
Yes, it what? Was like a Mike Fisher clone.
Mike Fisher has a brother or something who looks, I mean, down to the beard, everything. He looks exactly like
was
him.
Was that his brother that has the Catching Deers, the apparel company and all
no
that?
No idea. I just know.
Because he does have exactly a brother.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to get them on the show.
Well, he needs to make that public more often.
Carson wants to know more about
yes,
your brother.
I was
Mike
very
Fisher.
Impressed by your brother, Mike Fisher, or whoever he was. I don't care if you're related.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's his brother that has the
catching deers.
Thing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I'm going to show you these two guys. Like, he just looks like a younger, slightly smaller version of Mike Fisher. It's really the same.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's the same dude.
Let me see him. Yeah, I mean, like that's every dude that we hung out with.
Yeah.
You know, growing up. I mean, that's all my buds. They all look like they're just getting ready to go, you know, camping or hunting or
catching deers.
Fixing a truck.
I still haven't recovered from staying out till 2 in the morning at the CMA.
CMA week.
Why do you do
wipe
that?
You guys out.
It's fun. This is the best part. That's the best party I've been to in months. So great.
Tell a little bit about the party. There was a donut wall, but see, I
donut
had
wall.
There was a donut wall
what else
at
you
my
need
niece's.
To know there was a donut wall.
Well, huh?
It wasn't like this one. The one at your niece's wedding.
I know that's
was
what
not
I was
like
gonna
this.
Say. At my niece's wedding, they had a donut wall, and I was like, "Well, that's cool." I mean, the problem is once everybody takes the donuts off, there's like big holes of
this
donut
was a
missing.
Donut wall manned by a professional whose job it was to keep the donut wall stocked. It was amazing.
And, like, ours was just glazed. This was not like that. This, they
every
had the Simpsons-looking ones.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
They all looked very cartoonish, but they were delicious.
Delicious.
They also had
and so, like, if somebody came up
dessert,
and grabbed
so
a pink one off of the wall.
The lady, she would then, watch what people would take and then come around a few seconds later and fill in the holes.
And put the exact same one
right
back.
One. Yep.
Yeah, don't worry. There'd be another pink one right there to take its place.
I have a couple of friends who took pictures in front of it on Instagram and stuff, so I can show you what it looks like. But
which is going to go great for the podcast.
No, but for you, so you can see. I don't
well, what's
we're
interesting
not doing this
too
for anyone.
Is,
we're just doing this for you.
Yeah,
when you look at
actually, I think we kind of are.
When you check out people's pictures, you notice that there are no holes. That's why, like, that's how quick Donut Lady was to toss those new donuts on. Like, she was a professional ring tosser.
She was a dough ninja.
A ring tosser.
A dough ninja.
She got it done, man.
Did we go with dough ninja? Was that a real thing?
I think it is now. I mean, because you could say she was a donut ninja. Oh. It's much better than a donut filler.
Yeah, so it was a big donut wall. There was actually, it was twice the size of what you can see there. It was,
yeah. I've seen
so they had four big
it's
walls.
It's beautiful.
Well, it was beautiful, and it was tasty. And our friend Donna took a bite out of one and hung it back on the wall like a boss. And it stayed there for a good solid 5 minutes. Because the lady whose job it is to refill, She can only see the holes. She couldn't see the one donut with the bite taken out of it.
Who does that? By the way, my kids do that.
Boss move.
I will go, like, I'll wake up on a Saturday morning, and I'm, like, lazy, and I'll go, oh,
I hope
yeah.
I didn't just get her in trouble or anything. I outed her.
Nobody's going to get.
She posted a picture of it on Instagram. That's right.
I think anybody's really mad.
She walked up to it like a boss, took the donut off, took a bite, and put it right back, and turned around and walked away.
She's a middle child, isn't she?
I have no idea.
Because that's what happens at my house. My kids will do that. They'll go take a bite out of a donut, put it back in the box, close the lid, and walk away. I'm like,
that's
you
not
animals.
Okay.
I didn't raise you
they
like that.
They also had
How do you
Indian
only take
food?
One donut?
They had a guy making Chinese noodles, like right there.
Chinese noodles.
And they had...
Macarons.
Oh, my God. Seriously, the food. Just the food.
What do you mean he was making noodles?
They had like a big wok, this like 3 feet wide, and he's sitting there... Making fresh
cooking noodles,
yeah. Okay. Making fresh stir fry,
not
whatever.
Making them actually.
Whatever, it was delicious.
And it was you would just order, and he would just throw stuff in it that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow,
yeah.
So it's a fresh stir fry. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Mm. They had fish and chips. You got some sort of? Did you get a hot dog or?
I got hot chicken, and it looked like it was really fancy long bun where it was flat on the sides. I don't even know what that's called. All I know
that's
is
a New England
delicious.
Style hot dog bun.
Delicious.
That's what they put lobster rolls in, isn't it?
Yes.
It was a lobster roll bun with hot chicken.
Hot chicken in it.
It's
a little bit sweet.
That actually sounds really good.
Oh, it's so good.
I like pig in the blankets.
I do too.
Like I don't know why. There's nothing more American than just a biscuit wrapped around a little hot dog of some sort.
Wait, a biscuit?
Well, that's what you do. Like that's how you make ghetto pig in the blankets at my house.
Crescent rolls, man.
Yeah, get your Pillsbury.
Well, whatever they are, I don't know what they're called.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
What are you using frozen pancakes?
I think you can use anything. I think that's what we're discovering here is that with pig in the blankets, there's no one recipe.
And then do you guys pour syrup on top of it or do you dip it?
No, mustard.
Never done syrup. That's
now he's thinking maybe. Are you doing sausage?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm thinking of.
Yeah, if you're doing like straight up sausage, like I'll take hot dogs and I'll just take biscuits and I'll wrap it around it and throw it in the oven.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then you use a little cocktail weenies.
Oh, yeah.
I do regular size weenies. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's cocktail weenies
pretty good.
Have
but that's
a different
awesome.
Flavor to them, though. And then you wrap those in crescent rolls.
I guess you could, when it comes out, then you could cut it up like in like little
you could do that.
Bite-sized things and use a toothpick.
I haven't eaten anything today. This is making me so hungry.
Dude, I am starving.
Me
we
too.
Had, and I need to not eat.
Big shout out to Travis real quick. I want to say hey to him. He's a firefighter and a Marine. And he said, can I get a shout out? So I'm going to send it to him. It's Marine Corps birthday
this week. A couple of impromptu things pop up this morning. But you know what? That slowed us down. Otherwise, I was going to leave an hour ago and go get pizza and come back.
You should have done it anyway.
What I didn't. I couldn't.
You should have called.
I kind of got trapped.
Who delivers here?
Nobody delivers here.
I swung by Joey's the other day.
Oh, your favorite
place?
And
they loved the podcast.
They listened?
They did. And they watched. They watched the Facebook video, and they were afraid that Bubba didn't like the pizza. And I'm not sure if they maybe had you confused because they said, I don't know, he didn't really make any face. And I'm like, well, maybe it was D because he doesn't really show expression.
He doesn't have eyebrows.
Yeah, and I was trying to convince them, like, no, your pizza's good. Like, calm down.
Well, no. Let them
didn't
doubt.
Everybody
let
like
them
it?
Doubt. So let
keep
them
trying
doubt.
To win me over.
Yeah, that's it.
So here's another one. Try that one.
That's
big
what
guy.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking,
You know, by the way, Bubba ate like more than one gladiator slice by himself. So I think the Bubba they had. So it might have been you. I don't know.
Speaking of my no eyebrows, it was brought up this week that at some point I am going to shave my head because it just.
Wait,
you
when
know,
did this come up?
Yeah.
He's been saying this for years.
Yeah, but I mean.
I don't know.
He said it the other day. He goes, oh, I'm going to shave my head. I'm like, you can't. And here's
why. Oh, y'all
why.
Weren't talking to me when that.
No, we
were
no,
he's in my
there.
Office. He said it. I said. You can't shave your head, and here's why. Because you already don't have eyebrows, and if you have a shaved head and no eyebrows, you look sick. You look like you've got So stop.
Or I can shave the head and draw eyebrows on.
Okay, if you're gonna start drawing eyebrows on. We're gonna start making a lot more fun of you,
dude. I want to see that actually.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
We did it. What? Not that
no,
long
no,
ago.
No, but I'm saying shaved head and the drawn on eyebrows. I think the two of those together would be great.
Listen, how much do you want to look like Uncle Fester? Because there's probably a limit to how much you really.
Well, remember when they shaved my head by accident? I had a bad haircut and like literally just ended up shaving my head.
But that wasn't shaven razor to the to
no,
the
there was still
skin.
Stubble, yeah, but had... I looked like Uncle Fester. I looked so silly. I looked like a big thumb walking around. I had to have a hat on. If I didn't have a hat on, I was done.
By the way, if you're watching the podcast live, take a look at Bubba's mustache because it's hey, pretty great.
It's,
go ahead.
It's
turn
getting
the camera.
There. It's let getting there, man. One day it'll get there.
So
no shave November.
My, it's going to be the end of November, and it's going to be perfect, and then he's going to shave it off.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to the captain because over at the fire station, everybody's doing it, or most of us are. And he said, yeah, we're going to have to get a big group picture at the end of November, you know, everybody with the stashes going. And I'm like, yeah, that's really cool and everything, but, you know, we got to do it quick because my kids hate it. Like, they're like, it's creepy.
Well, yeah, but if it comes in a little more, it might not be, it might be cool, man.
It's real light, like right here above the lip.
Yeah, that's
like,
okay.
It's weird.
It throws it above that and it comes and it covers it, you know?
It covers it a little bit.
Yeah. Be good.
I don't know, man. I want to go full gunslinger, but I can't go any lower than that because I got patches right there. Dude. I don't grow facial hair like you Patrick.
Really?
Not many people
do. That mustache. Mine doesn't come in good either. Mine is thin in the front of my chin, and it you know, I don't know. I'm unhappy with it. Wish I had a bigger, bushier beard.
Kent says Big D should tattoo his eyebrows on. Could they do that where it would look right?
Yeah.
Please don't do that. Mm-hmm. You will look like you've been in prison.
You can get the eyebrows
this
to you
a
as a
job.
Friend.
I want Big D with those surprised eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a way up.
Oh, I want him to have the most severe arch ever. Then it goes up into like a point and then.
Oh, like Michael Keaton?
Yes. That would
be like
amazing.
Batman, dude.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen one day, and it's going to be a shock for about a week.
Yeah, he's going to come in, he's going to have a bald head.
And you got, and then you'll get used to it, and you'll be like, oh, man, remember when
D didn't shave
do
his
that?
Head?
Yeah. Oh, I hardly remember. It looks so much better now. God, what a, he's just a stud.
Specimen.
A stud, man. It's just like, ugh. I'm going to, and then all y'all going to shave your heads. Be like,
not
just to be like you.
My head is so big, I can't shave it.
What
it's
is
gigantic?
What is microblading? Anybody know what that means?
Yeah, like with eyebrows.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. People get it done.
Oh,
I'm not 100% sure what it is, but I think D could probably do it.
How?
I don't know what the hell that mean, any of that meant.
Isn't that? I think Kathy had that done.
Yeah, it's like chicks
it's
like, are doing it, man.
Well, you do it, and it kind of like cuts a little bit.
Yeah.
And then
I mean it's got blading right in there. It's like
she
tattooing
did that.
Technique with a small tool of several needles is used to add pigment to the skin.
Oh, so they add eyebrows in like
they do.
Fake. They tattoo fake ones in.
Yeah, I want to do that.
That's what somebody
I actually kind of want to do that.
Somebody suggested that you do it. So this girl's like, I got a video where she's getting her eyebrows microbladed.
Yeah, I'm way too afraid of that.
Sounds painful. D, who's afraid of needles, I don't think we have to worry about him getting his eyebrows microbladed.
You know, I don't have much hair at all, but I have very fine hair on my hips.
Ah!
And I could have them remove the hip hair and put it into my eyebrows.
Okay. You don't want to watch that. Oh. I'm just telling you right now. You would never get it done if you watched it.
Shock of the world. I'm not having this done. I'm not doing this. I'm not painting my eyebrows on.
Actually, it looks a lot more natural now that she's had it done. But
when it's done right, it does look fantastic. Because all the people who have told me that they've had microblading, they do have enviable eyebrows.
Wow. That's crazy. I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, man.
We do weird stuff to our faces, man. Chicks, just we go all in.
What's the weirdest thing that you've done?
Like painting on eyebrows is weird.
You
but
ever
I
had
do
your,
it daily.
You ever put a lipo? What did you call it? Not lipo.
Like Botox?
Botox.
No, actually, here's why. Okay, like somebody was talking to me about this the other day. And they were saying how they'd had Botox. And the girl's like all of 30 years old. She got a 23-year-old to try it. I'm like, what are y'all doing Botox? You don't need it. No, really, it makes such a difference. I have wrinkles, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you know what? I am fat. And you know what you use to fill wrinkles? Fat. So, frankly, I am my own natural filler.
That's what I told somebody a while back. They were like, man, you don't look your age. I'm like, good.
And no,
like,
that's fat fills wrinkles.
That's why I will never lose weight.
Yeah, a friend of mine, she does Botox on the regular, and she'll get it done in her
room. Did you say on the regular?
Yes, on the reg. I mean, whatever. She is a regular client of whoever does her Botox. But she gets it injected in her, like, upper lips here.
For what?
I guess wrinkles, like smile lines.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But the problem is for 3 days, she looks like a feline because it swells up the tops of her lips, and she looks like a lion.
Is this somebody I know?
No. I used to work with her years ago in radio, and she came in one day, and her face was all puffed up, and I'm like, are you sick? No, I had Botox. Okay, well, if like 3 days
every person
out of
I
the
know
month,
who has Botox sounds like that.
Is that where your face hit the steering wheel?
And I mean, she looks fantastic anyway, so I don't know what a difference it does. Or maybe the entire time I've known her, she's always done Botox, so I don't know what she looks like without it. But it's a lot.
Yeah.
You're injecting toxin into yourself.
Patrick, what's the wedding update? People are asking about that. Nothing. What's the word?
Have y'all
picked a date yet?
Nope. No progress. Literally, no progress.
It's going to be in the fall of 2019. That's all we know, correct?
I think. I don't know.
You think.
I really, seriously, you're asking the wrong dude.
You're coming after.
Who do you want me to ask? Big D, when's Patrick getting married?
I think you should do it this coming holiday week.
Yes. Run Everyone, off.
All the family's going to be there. You'll be doing Thanksgiving, and you just do it right there.
No, man. Can't do that stuff. Can't rush it.
You're the one who's like, I want to go to a Justice
Unless
of the Peace.
Unless we go to Vegas. We could go to Vegas. Let's do it.
You can't go to Vegas because nobody will be able to get you away from
the tables.
That's
the problem. They know. She knows that if we go to Vegas, that she's going to be standing at some chapel somewhere with Elvis ready to, you know, read from a fake Bible.
Man, I bet you can get a Reba impersonator.
Who's marrying this woman? You know, we don't know. He's probably at the poker room at the Bellagio, Mr. King. You know, it's not
check the roof.
Yeah, check the roof.
I went back and watched that movie for the first time again a couple of weeks ago.
The first one or the second
the
one?
The first one.
The first one.
It's
so still funny.
Good. It's so good. It's so good.
Talking about the Hangover.
They should have never done another one.
No.
When they realize they really did take the tiger from Mike Tyson, when they show them the video, it's so. They see him peeing in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of animal? What kind?
It's so great. It's done so well.
It's so good. And the sequels are just not.
No.
And I had high hopes. Like the second one, I'm like, eh. And so the third one, I think I went to the theater because I'm like, no, you know what?
Maybe it's a theater thing.
Maybe it's like Back to the Future. You got to get through the second one and the third one will be good.
Yeah. Wait, what? Back to the Future 2
was great.
Back to
the Future 2 was a fantastic sequel.
Back to the Future 2 is probably the best of the three.
Yes. Three was
that. It is not better than one.
No, Back to the Future 2 is
when Biff has
as
the
much
casino.
A classic
and
as
yeah,
one.
I know. I just,
because
I don't.
Of the hoverboards and all the flying cars, that's iconic. It was great.
Yeah, it's not.
When
like,
he drops her off on the swing at the house.
It's the weak link. I don't care for it.
You are out of your mind.
The principal was the guy from Top Gun.
Yeah, I mean.
And you still aren't into it.
No, I mean, like, the principal in the first one, or not the principal, but the guy with the megaphone is Huey Lewis. I don't care about cameos. Like, you know,
all right.
Telling
I'm just
you
saying.
That Back to the Future 2, fantastic.
Back to the Future 2 was good.
Fantastic. The only good, what was the line in the other one we're talking about? The
Hangover?
Hangover. I think it was 2 or 3 when they walk in there, they go to that monastery, and they walk in there, and Zach Galifianakis character says, what is this, P.F. Chang's? It's the only good line.
I think it was just because the third one was so violent. It was like needlessly dark.
I didn't even know there was a third one.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
It gets ugly. Like it's
how you got to make that money.
Yeah, like people
make the money off the sequels.
Die in it, and you're like, what happened here? Yeah.
Ken Jeong is one of the greatest gifts of modern theater and television. He is the best actor. He's the guy who played Mr. Chow, and without him, those movies would have been mediocre.
He really is the linchpin in that. I mean, Zach Galifianakis is, I think, the breakaway star of The Hangover.
But Ken Jeong was the guy who, he's, without him,
dude, I know,
it wouldn't have worked. And then everything he's ever been in. I mean, I know you watch Community.
Mm-hmm.
He made Community. I mean, there was a point in that he carried the series for almost a season. And then, like, he had Dr. Ken, which was really clever. Mm-hmm. He's such, everything I've ever seen him in. Crazy Rich Asians. I mean, everything I've
is
seen him in.
That, or
is
you
he
just
in
assuming
it?
No, he's in it. He's in it.
Because he's Asian.
No, he's...
Because I don't...
Because I didn't
that
see
movie.
It.
He's in it, and it's he's great. I'm just telling you, he's like the best actor in America right now.
I don't
now.
Know. I think Galifianakis is...
Carried it?
...the best. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're the three best friends that anybody that could have. We're the three best friends. The best. And we'll never, 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 never leave each other. So great. So great.
Well, I don't remember any other quotes.
Nope.
None. It's weird. Like, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
That's good. You should watch it this weekend.
I think I'll watch it with my son this weekend. He's 12.
I don't know.
He'll really enjoy the end over the closing credits. He will really like that part.
Oh, all the pictures?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
When the elevator, wasn't that in the elevator?
No, it's when they start showing all the pictures.
I think there was an elevator.
Yeah, there's an elevator one, I think, and that was
the one. That's the biggest one. You're kind of like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. All kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Not all good.
Right. Well, this is fun. Anyway, I hope everyone has. Are we doing a podcast next week?
No.
Not for Thanksgiving.
All right. So,
but then we're back.
Everyone have a great Thanksgiving and eat lots of ham. Let's not just completely do away with turkey this year.
What?
I mean, turkey,
as long as there's gravy, awful. Is good.
It's terrible.
Turkey,
I will be having.
You've never had a good turkey, obviously.
I've had good turkey. I've had fried turkey.
I've had all the
you've
turkeys.
You've never had a good turkey.
All the turkeys.
Or turkey from A-Bear's Meats?
All the turkey. I'm just telling you right now, all the turkeys don't even compare to good ham. A good ham is way better.
Thank you.
Listen, I like a good ham as much as the next guy, but you ain't never had a stuffed turkey.
I have.
From A-Bear's.
I have had stuffed turkeys from all over the place.
Get you a turducken and live your life right.
I will be making the traditional baked pasta. So that's how I throw it down at my table.
That's how the pilgrims ate it.
Baked pasta.
Actually, they didn't eat turkey and any of that stuff anyway, did they?
Gathered around this dish of baked ziti.
That's what we do.
Sometimes
I get Joey's to cater it.
Gosh.
When I'm feeling especially lazy and don't want to boil.
Seriously crave Joey's Pizza right now.
By the way, according to the Smithsonian, the pilgrims ate wildfowl, venison, turkeys. They did have turkeys, corn, passenger pigeons. Why don't we bring pigeons back and we do that as part of the Thanksgiving tradition? Everybody gather around. We'll say the prayer over the pigeon.
I'm just laughing the fact that you said wildfowl.
Wildfowl. So, it's a hard word to say. Wildfowl.
It's like sounds like Frankie Ray trying to say what's going
wildfire.
On. Saying what's going on. Yeah, with the
it's wildfowl.
Yeah.
They also ate swan. Who eats swan?
Hey,
no,
eel, lobster, clams, mussels, turnips, carrots, onions.
Yeah, I mean
garlic.
They landed in Massachusetts. They should have been all about the K-hogs.
Well, they were all over the lobster and clams too. So there you go.
Well, I hope everyone has a very safe Thanksgiving. I hope you spend some time with the fam.
Eat some wildfowl.
Eat some wildfowl.
What award did Kimmy Chisholm win?
Well, didn't win a thing. Have a wonderful one. Thank you for listening, and make sure you say thank you to our sponsor, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Yay.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay.
Okay.
You can listen to the regular show.
It's okay.
On the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Bye.